that for the first time was open to the TI. Competition was basically ride a program in 1K, a game program. Over the years, they used to have a 1K and a 2K competition, and the year before I wrote Hit and Miss, which some of you have seen, which is based on a Tomy handheld game from the early 80s. And that game was 1,600 bytes, so I thought, I'll enter it into this year's 2K competition. Well, this year, they dropped the 2K entry, so it had to be 1K. But they did open it up to the TI and some other computers. Mainly these were Commodore and Spectrum people that were doing, you know, in the competition. So I wrote an extended basic version of Alien Attack, which I actually have on here, but it's so pitiful. I submitted it, but it was too bad to actually submit it. So I went back to the drawing board because someone on the CompSys CBM news group said, you know, you ought to try to cut it down to size, maybe you can get it to fit. So first I thought about writing it using Extended Basic, since Extended Basic has the utilities built in ROM. All I'd have to do would be to equate to the utilities. However, DisplayFixed 80 is way bigger than the file size is what counted. DisplayFixed 80 was way too big, so I thought about using SysText, but SysText had a huge overhead. I tried that. So then what I did is went back to the editor assembler and decided to use Clint Foley's trick of loading the code directly from the ROM of the editor assembler cartridge, copying it directly to the low memory expansion. That took about 12 bytes, and I was able to actually fit this program, which is a scaled down version of Hit and Missile, into 1,018 bytes, which is hard on a TI because every instruction on a TI is word aligned and is at least 2 bytes long. On Intel architecture, you've got some opcodes that are 1 byte long, like a no op is 1 byte. So I've been in competitions before where to write the smallest hello world program will take them 30 bytes, but the smallest we can do on a TI is about 60 something because of that issue. So anyway, I entered it into the minigame competition and won 29th out of 62 places, which is pretty good for the first entry. There were some really good entries out there, and so I consider myself lucky that I got that place. And it's based on Hit and Missile. Basically, our shooting at the alien creatures. I added more color to this one. The original Hit and Missile was black and white except for the missile, because that's the way the original handheld was. Coincidences, sometimes a plane would go through the base of the missile, but that's how the original worked. You had to hit it with the tip of the missile. This one, to make it smaller, also rewrote the coincidence routine to use the VDP status byte, quick check. And it's all structured code, and the source code is included. And you can just grab a disk over there, it's all on there. And like I said, I want 29th place for this program here.
You're talking about our program being a little larger. Have you any knowledge of CIS versus RISC programs?
I know of that. The big issue here is just that the TI, well, everything is, you know...
The RISC program will turn out to be larger than the CIS program, almost always, doing the same thing. But it runs faster. Our chip is much more like a RISC chip.
Right.
And it's like PowerPC is nice, but the only way you do that is Mac, and can't get inside of it. And we don't have that. You can just drop a processor like that in nowadays. So I still like my LTI for that, because I got 16.
Another thing you can do too, and this is something else I did too, one of the programs I was competing with, I rewrote it in GPL, which was TI's language to save memory.
Rich
and that
Gilbertson
saved another 20 bytes on that.
Was such a master of that stuff. Did you ever happen to meet Noah?
I corresponded with him. Yeah, I know he was really heavy there with stuff.
Rich Gilbertson, Extended Basic. I didn't know whether he was ready for questions or looked like it. So the little program over there is in assembly.
Yeah, the assembly source code is included. It's based on John Phillips' article in Enthusiast 99. If you've ever read the one about mini space invaders, that was highly structured, and it's basically based on the same program structure. However, it uses interrupts to determine when to run certain sections of the code. So that source code is included along with the source code hit missile. And when you see this, you'll see that the Alien was a stripped down version of this. Basically the same game, isn't it? 1600 bytes versus 1018. Like I said, best color.
And it's a lot of fun.
That's included on that game disc.
You two look similar.
Most of the stuff is archived on there, so these are extracts of that.
What I didn't mention, you'll get back to that when I'm right.
I know a lot of you out there really want an extended basic compiler. That's one thing we've been looking for a long time. We've never had one that actually did everything we wanted for it. Well, back in 1988, I bought an extended basic compiler from DKM Enterprises called XCOM. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. A guy by the name of Douglas Martin in Indianapolis, Indiana, wrote it. Trying to get in touch with them to find out if they'll release it to the public domain or if we can buy it. This guy wrote an excellent extended basic compiler, and we're going to demo some programs here that are included on the game sticks. Some of these you'll recognize as old TI favorites. How many of you know the program called Diablo? Remember that game?
Yes.
Well, you want to see it run a high school?
The guy who wrote it ported it over to the TurboGrafx-16 game module, a game machine. And about 3 years ago during the summer, I brought that machine in and the TI, and I had them both running side by side.
How did they compare?
Well, the TurboGrafx-16 has better graphics, but it was exactly the same gameplay as the little balls rolling around and you're trying to keep one step ahead of it.
Well, you know, he did an excellent job of getting it to the speed it did in Extended Basic, mm-hmm. as any Extended Basic programmer is probably aware of. But what's really nice about this compiler is that the translation, a lot of the Extended Basic compiler, like the SST before it, you basically had to rewrite your program, and it really was ugly. This one, I'm going to show you a program later called Gravity Tiles. I've got the source here. Runs an extended basic just like that, and it also compiles directly from that source. So there's very minor changes that you need to make to get your program to compile. The only thing about it is it creates rather large display fixed 80 format files, which take a little while.
Now this compiler, this was a commercial product that was just available for a short time.
You know, I remember reading about it in a Computer Shopper, and that's where I got the name. I sent the guy $50 and got a copy. Mm-hmm.
I get your point.
A little bit faster, isn't it?
The compiler.
I need to slow down the program to make it more playable.
Does the compiler run also on the TI? It's an EA program.
It's an EA program. It provides you with 16K of storage using editor assembler, 24K if you're using mini memory.
And does it require any special structuring of the way you write the extended basic program?
No, it can take most extended basic programs and convert it.
In graphics and all?
Graphics and all. The only difficulty I went across, some of the old programs, the shrink programs we used to have that would say assign an at symbol to one. Mm-hmm. Well, at is especially used in this compiler to identify an integer. For example, a at would be an integer variable a.
Smash.
Smash is one of those that did that, and I've come across other programs that it's just been a pain to change back because of that.
Try listing it out to your printer and see what happens.
Well, that's enough of at symbols.
Anyway, included on this disk is the runtime libraries. Because it's a commercial product, there's no way I can distribute the compiler itself. But if we can track down this Douglas Mark, maybe we can get the compiler. I'll show you. I don't know how many of you have seen Gravity Tiles. This is an example of this is Gravity Tiles written in extended basic with converting some of the variables to integer variables. It's just like an extended basic program, and it'll run an extended basic just like this. You don't have a whole bunch of let statements. You don't have to declare variables ahead of time. When you compile, you can tell it to assume all your variables are integers, so I wouldn't have to put the at statements, except I'm using floating point. So I did.
They look
in reality, this program takes too long to draw all the startups. See how slow it is? Can you imagine how slow it's going to play? I'm not going to worry. We're going to go back to your editor assembler and run it for an hour.
My members, you guys got
the load time is longer, but the play is a lot longer.
Yeah, it gives you the ability to actually
Okay, in the back.
On the back. Just make sure all the internet. But we still have a newsletter. We go on. We have a draft sheet. You draft.
The walls on each side.
Not in the
glass treatment down that way.
A little bit of.